Pollard go, and all kinds of just all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's really a mess, you know, with that SLC, that itty, you know, little country over there that we're so crazy about. But I'm going to tell you, it's not working, because when you throw something at that guy, it's funny. He's kind of like that Louis Farrakhan guy, you know. And I'm not equating the same, but, you know, since he's sharp, he'll come right back at you, you know. And he had the translator on. That's the thing. He had the translation, but it didn't matter. It's very clear. And they're not, you know, it's not going to really work. But I'm not surprised with New York. I mean, that's the whole heart of Zionism down there. I mean, you know, forget about it.
It sure is.
It's but I don't know what to say. But another thing is this too. He made some comment about the bomb. He said that now he may have the bomb. I think if he lives, you know, if you're a neighbor to that blankety little country over there, you better have the bomb. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, certainly an incentive for Iran to want the bomb,
yeah.
Or all the Arab nations, in fact. And Iran is not an Arab nation, but anyone in the vicinity of nuclear-armed Israel certainly would want to have parity, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you better.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're really in deep, deep doo-doo. But he made a comment. He said that America has the bomb. And he mentioned about the wars that we had with Iraq and stuff, and saying, so we don't want it, or something. He made, look it up. I can't quote everything.
The United States not only had the bomb, but used it, too, on civilian populations.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, you go back and you look at history, and you see the blatant hypocrisy and the nonsense, and again, the lies of history, and you shake your head and say, only in a world like this world that is totally and completely in darkness, as Jesus said. The whole world lies in darkness, and only a few understand the truth. The truth shall make you free, young man. And that's what it's all about.
You know, since you mentioned Jesus, you know, I heard this. Now, I'm not sure about this, because this could just be propaganda, but is there a section of Japan in Hiroshima and Nagasaki that was Christian, even though they're Japanese? Is that true?
Well, there was a very small at the time. There were missionaries there. There were
okay.
missionaries in Japan and China, in fact, in the 30s, sent from America, and in the 40s as well. So you do have that factor, but not a very large contingency, obviously.
Well,
it doesn't matter, because they, too, could be killed. And, you know, in Iraq, let's look at Iraq, for example, where Christians in Iraq were treated pretty fairly in comparison to what happened to them with the overthrow of Saddam.
Yeah, right. But somebody said that because Truman was a highly degreed Mason, that when they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they deliberately targeted those cities because they might have been, you know, the stuff with the Masons against the Christians kind of thing, in that they could have targeted other areas, and they could have bombed even Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but that could just be a rumor. I have to research it.
There's a lot in history that we need to explore, and we hope to be able to do that on the program as the time rolls along. You know, thank you very much, Henry, for your call.
Okay.
We do have a lot of other callers who want to jump aboard. Appreciate it. And they can do that at 1-800-313-9443. And we'll take some of those callers when we come back. We do have a break coming up. Isn't that right, young man? Isn't that right, young producer? In about 20 seconds, he tells me. How's that? All right. 800-313-9443. And yes, as one of our previous callers, Ernie, brought up, let us not be overshadowed by the fact that if this hate crimes bill should pass, and Ted Pike of truthtellers.org is concerned now that not enough of you are doing your share to call the senators. If it passes, you will see many of us tried as hate criminals. Make no mistake about that. In the not-too-distant future, we'll be back with more of Ahmadinejad and Rick Adams, the dynamic duo of terrorism, right here on Republic. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And as if that isn't bad enough, here's some minor news. Israel's Syria raid brings war whispers, according to Newsweek's latest edition. And there's more to come. Israel's prime minister is reportedly under investigation. He has not killed enough Palestinians. Now, we'll get into that a little bit later, but let's take some more calls. Ed in Pennsylvania next. Hello, Ed. Ed, are you there?
I too am guilty.
You are guilty of what?
The same thing you are. The same crime, denial. Oh, and I just want to confess that I'll be right there behind you when they hang both of you.
Behind me? Why don't you come in front of me?
I'll be in front of you.
All right.
But anyway,
well, it's nice to know this company, my friend.
Well, what did the Founding Fathers say? We'll all...
Hang together,
or we will all hang separately.
That's right.
I'd rather hang with somebody than by myself.
Hey, you bet. Let's hang out together. I agree.
I hate to admit this. I was like 48 years old before I became really aware of the Zionists and the movement and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this stuff for years, But I came to a point where all of a sudden I realized that this isn't just talk, it's real.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like hitting you right between the eyes with a frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, my wife doesn't see it that way. She was attending a conference with Dr. James Dobson in Colorado this weekend.
Well, no wonder she doesn't see.
Well,
I mean, she doesn't see it that way. Yeah,
I don't know.
She's got the blinders on, yes.
Oh, does she have the blinders on? And I probably would say the most dangerous person to real freedom in this country would probably be John Hagee.
Well, they're the footstools, you know. They're the errand boys who manage to be trotted out whenever they need cover.
I think he's a very dangerous person. What do you think?
Well, I think he's not only a dangerous person, but I believe that he is in danger himself, very severe danger, as are other of these, dispensationalist Zionist preachers, because they are literally falling into the abyss of God's judgment. And they are doing what no man should ever be coveted for doing, and that is walking right into judgment. And they are doing it by promoting Antichrist Zionism, anti-American Zionism, in the name of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What could be more blasphemous than that?
Well, you know, I laugh at one thing, and I've said this before to some of the dispensationalists that I know here in Pennsylvania, and there are many, many of them here, and that is, what are they going to say if they see Adolf Hitler in heaven?
Well,
isn't that an awful thing to say?
Well, you know, we're going to let God decide that. And
that's right.
And, you know, I'm not going to make judgments on individuals because I don't know them, but I will say that there is a greater chance of Adolf Hitler being, shall we say, in the kingdom of God than many of these people who, of course, have committed the greater crime, and that is deicide denial. And I think deicide denial and those responsible for deicide, the murder of Jesus, will have a very, very rough time making it into the kingdom of God. I won't go any further than that, but if they don't repent, they're going to be in big doo-doo.
I want to ask you one question before I go. With the president of Iran, and I'm not going to venture to pronounce his name,
Say Hitler. That's all you have to do.
I liked Hitler. That's who cares.
Well,
but anyway, I like Napoleon, too, but that's whatever. Do you think his visit to Colombia and the United Nations, do you think that will stop the U.S. from going to war with Iran? I'm deeply troubled over this.
I don't think that it makes a whit of difference, to be perfectly honest with you. The people who are the real madmen are not men like Ahmadinejad, but people like George Bush and Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz and Doug Fife, and these people who literally, those types of people who run the State Department, who run the Defense Department, who run this administration, and they are running America into the ground. They're destroying our nation, and they're linking us up with Israel. We're both going down the drain. The whole world is going down the drain because we, the host of the parasite, are doing what the parasite wants.
They have taken our gold and silver and given us paper, and that's why we're going, that's why we are broke.
No doubt about it.
So many people that I've met here in Pennsylvania, in Lancaster and Chester counties where I live, you try to tell them, and I've come to the point that I just say, go listen to Republic Radio and get educated, and then you'll be qualified to talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. They're knuckleheads.
You know, the scriptures tell you, cast not your pearls before swine. And I hate to say that, but many of the people today that we're trying to reach in our personal lives are just feeding from the trough. And you know what feeds from the trough? The swine. So I hate to say that, but unfortunately,
it's true.
You have
a good program, too, and enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed, for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Good night.
We have Chris next in California. Joe, you'll be after Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, you're on the program.
Yes, Rick, last caller's right. The American male, who's really the man of the house, is not only a knucklehead, but he's a coward.
Oh, sure.
On a curve, American men are cowards.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it? It's the truth. It's the way it is. Sit back, drink beer, watch ball games. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, every time I see a Menajob speak on CNN, you can barely see his banner that says, down with global Zionism.
Yes.
CNN tries to cloud that away
now, come on,
from the camera's view. No, come on,
oh,
nothing.
Oh, you conspiracy theorists. You don't think that CNN would ever be dishonest now, do you? You know, you don't think the media would ever be guilty of having an agenda.
I'd like to remind your audience that that if you really want to vote for Ron Paul, you need to re-register as a Republican in early October.
Right.
Otherwise, you've done everything in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you don't get this man in, it's down the drain. It's over. But there's a few key points here. The hate crime legislation is Senate Amendment 2067.
Right.
Okay. We've got a couple other ones on the billboard here. The DREAM Act. No. You know, I call 30 senators today. It's pretty easy to do. If you get on the internet, you can find out the senators and lie and tell them you're a constituent. Find a local town in their state, tell them you live there, give them the zip code, whatever they want, and just tell them no on the DREAM Act, no on hate crime legislation, Senate Amendment 2067, definitely no on the North American Union. We know what that does. That gives the elitists and the globalists more control over us little Americans.
And no on the Law of the Sea Treaty as well.
I was getting there. You know why? Because that's only for the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think as Americans, we want the United Nations out of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The Law of the Sea Treaty is a bunch of crap. It's all for the UN.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. They talk about Taiwan wanting to have full participation in the United Nations as a real China, as a, quote, separate China from communist-occupied China. And I say, look, stay out of the United Nations, and let's get out of the United Nations, too, and let's sink it right off the East River, please.
We've got to get them out of New York.
Get them out of this world. Send them to another planet. Yes.
Yeah, if we're going to have a free world, or our side, the Western Hemisphere, and that gets back to the North American Union, which we don't want. But the last one here, Rick, is H.R. 2640. That's the Veterans Disarmament. In other words,
yes,
they can deem you nuts because you served in Vietnam or you served mm-hmm. in Iraq or whatever, and mm-hmm. they can take away your right as a military person. I'm talking to all you vets out there. Oh, well, we deem you kind of nuts here or there. You can't have a gun. And guess who we're going to really rely on when it really gets down to push and shove?
Mm-hmm.
When they come to a neighborhood near you to disarm you, not even in a Katrina situation like they did to the affluent people who were totally unaffected by the wake of Katrina. They just wanted to take their guns because they had better guns than the local police did. It was all about power and control.
Yes.
Okay, but that's H.R. 2640. No on the Veterans Disarmament. I can't think of a knucklehead senator that brought that to the fore.
Well, they're trying. You know, this week has been a rough week for them. They're trying with these distractions to try to ram through the Senate these most dangerous pieces of legislation. Right at the top is the hate crimes bill that Ted Kennedy and others are trying to jam through. That needs to be the top priority because the ADL types want that bill more than anything. And isn't it interesting? The media have not uttered a word about this bill.
You know what, Rick? And that liar president said, I'll veto it. Don't believe him. He's proved himself
a
liar.
Well, if he says that,
he'll continue to be a liar.
That he will sign it, you see.
No, he said he'd veto it.
Well, he would veto that version of it, he claims. But
I see.
You know what'll happen. They'll iron out and work out another compromise and say,
and
we'll take a couple of words out and then we'll sign it.
Yeah, they'll take a few more layers of our skin.
Right, that's why it must be defeated in the Senate.
Thanks,
hey, thanks
Rick. Let somebody else have a chance. Thanks for the format.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for reiterating opposition. We'll give the numbers, the toll-free and the toll number, in the next portions of the program. Don't miss it. Get your pen and paper. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. The war is on. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. Sounds like we are getting a little taste of the law, huh? Well, here's the story now. The Attorney General's office in Israel has ordered police to launch a criminal investigation into Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's purchase of a Jerusalem home, according to the Justice Ministry. Israel's state comptroller, a government watchdog, has already investigated allegations that Olmert bought the house at a price significantly below market value. Now, I can't imagine anyone doing that, certainly not a Zionist. Opening suspicions of fraud and bribery, Olmert declared his innocence and insisted the price he paid was fair. Well, you know what this is all about, right? Mr. Olmert's days are numbered. And way behind Mr. Olmert, I see somebody by the name of Bibi. Bibi. No, not Bobo Raposa. Bibi. Bibi Netanyahu. Does that name ring a bell? The killer of Nablus? The butcher of Israel? Well, we're going to wait and see what happens. I believe that with the next upcoming election there, you're going to see some heads begin to roll. When these things are leaked to the worldwide press and they are played up, you know darn right well that something is brewing just in time for another war. within the next 6 to 8 months. And Israel struck inside of Syria just 3 weeks ago, as we reported on this program, as you know. And that does not portend for a very peaceful future. Tomorrow night we have on the program Lindsey Williams, the energy non-crisis, and much more. He will be back. He just came back from Cancun, Mexico. And he has more shocking things to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, of what he learned there, what he sees happening, and what he told me startles me. Startles me. Get ready. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Make no mistake about it. The so-called sane people who run our government are doing what no Ahmadinejad could ever do, what no Saddam Hussein ever had power to do, what no one in recent memory ever was able to pull off. And they're doing it. They're doing it. Joe in Texas, you're next on the program. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Amen, brother.
Amen is right.
Rick, do you remember I brought it up on your show, one of your shows, about there was a book, and when I read that book, you had a guest on that night, but the title of it was None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
Yes.
Have you ever read that book, Rick?
Oh, I read that 35 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And roughly. Give or take a few years.
But, and you know, it's like everything I read in that book is coming to pass because, when I read in there about the, about Lenin and Stalin and how the Bilderberg people backed them up. And then when I read about how they owned, American Broadcasting System and the National Broadcasting System and CBS, and then with, the Iranian president coming over and all the protesters, see, they all backed, from what I read in the book, Rick, they all backed Lenin and Stalin, mm-hmm. or Lenin they did, and convincing the people, propaganda convincing the people to uh-huh. overrun the government. And since they own these companies, the other thing I heard today was that 95% of the, or rather the media company, is owned by five people, man. And
well, it's a few families, but indeed
right.
there are very few families that have interlocking relationships with each other.
Yes, sir. And when you know, I saw the protest going on, and it's funny how things come back, Bible verses and things you mm-hmm. read in other books, but when I saw that protest today, I go, yeah, I know who's backing this little group, you know, going on, but because it was like your other callers this evening brought up that how, you know, CNN and Fox covered it and MSNBC and all of them. It's because they're owned by a group of people. You know it, and I know it. And
they have to read the script, my friends, as one
yes,
of the
sir.
Callers said. Hey, they like their paychecks, too, you know, at the end of the week.
Right.
And they know that they won't be getting a paycheck pretty soon if they, shall we say, fall into disrepute with the elite.
But don't you
Dan Rather found that out, although he inflicted much of his own wounds. He still found out that he wasn't the man he thought he was, and he wasn't in control, was he?
No, sir, he sure wasn't. But and two, I look at it like, okay, with what happened with the hurricane and Reagan, isn't that his name? And they didn't. They didn't want, you know, they didn't kick him out of Louisiana or anything as much as they wanted to Ahmadinejad, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ahmadinejad is a worldwide terrorist. He's
right,
a
but
real
they didn't,
threat.
They didn't want to get rid of Marinagan, and they didn't want to get rid of past week, Jesse Jackson there in Louisiana, and they didn't want to get him, you know.
Yes. No, you're right. I mean, it's so obvious what we've been saying all along, Joe. It's just amazing, and you can see clearly. Thank God for that, Brother Jim.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I say we hang on, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're back now. And that number that you need to have to call your senators, and all the senators go up and down the aisle, 37 of them or more, really, almost 40 of them should be called. Those are the ones that may be changed, may be reinforced, one of those ideas. Some of them are on the fence. Some of them are waiting to hear from you, and you haven't called. Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, said he's very disappointed in the last few days by what he perceives as a very critical lack of involvement on your part, for obvious and some not so obvious reasons. People are sitting it out. They've given up. They think this issue's a dead issue. Christians have been told, George Bush, don't worry, he's a man of his word. He's going to veto the bill if it passes. Then they've been told, don't worry, can't pass a bill like that. It's not as bad as they say. And even if it is, we can trust our senators. We Christians out there can trust these wonderful politicians to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you who care, the handful of you out there who listen and care, the numbers are 877-851-9200. 877-857-6437. 877-851-6437. The toll number you can get right through is 202-225-3121. Area code 202-202, okay? 225-3121, and you tell them, don't vote for Kennedy's hate crimes attachment, SA-2067. 2067 is the name and number of the bill being attached to other legislation, such as the Defense Authorization Act. No, don't you dare vote for it, or we'll vote against you. Okay? That's what you need to remember. I say a handful of you out there will do it, because you don't believe that you're obligated to do anything. So that's fine. But when the day comes, when it happens, and your call wasn't there, and the senators said, hey, we didn't even hear from our constituents or anybody, but we did hear from the ADL, and we have to obey what the ADL and the Forward and other publications and organizations tell us to do. Right? There you go. So, it's up to you. The choice is yours. Our number here, 800-313-9443. And next is Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie. Hi there. How are you,
dear? This morning, as I made my calls into my senators and others, because that was the very least that I could do, was let them know my dissatisfaction of Kennedy's so-called hate crime legislation attachment to the Military Authorization Act, and also my dissatisfaction with the Dream Bill, and that I was very disappointed, and under no circumstances did we need an amnesty bill. So that was the first thing that I did, and you're absolutely right. More people need to call now. Not later, now, starting tomorrow morning. I noticed in your opening you were talking about Columbia University. Mm-hmm. You interviewed the Minuteman. What was his name? How he was violently treated, abused, and mistreated when he was there 8 months ago.
You're talking about Jim Gilchrist, the head
That's
of
That's correct.
Yeah, I didn't interview him on this program, but yes, yeah, he was one that was. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Absolutely. Where are the apologies from the president regarding that episode?
After all, you see, you know, Jim Gilchrist is concerned about America, not that other country in the Middle East. And anyone
Columbia
who's concerned
University?
About America really should get short shrift, don't you think?
Well, it goes one step further. I never heard of any apologies from the president for the violent behavior towards Mr. Gilchrist. Mm-hmm. But worse yet, this whole episode of the Iranian president being there was an indictment on the Bush administration. Why? What are we paying Secretary of the State Condoleezza Rice for? We are paying $761 or $765 million per day for this war. What is her claim to fame? I blame Congress. I blame this Bush administration, and I blame the media. We better
Bingo.
Start hearing from them, because I can tell you, we are on the verge of World War III, and the only little voices we have is what? The New York Slime, the Washington Compost. We can go right down the line. The point is, it's the same old dribble. We need to hear from these people. Why? Because we have been blacked out. Now, we have your program, and we have the alternative media. But the point being is the idea that he had to come to Columbia University to speak to the American people is an indictment on this administration.
Hey, there were guys. You know, Leslie, we've had people like the infamous Wilfred Burchett. You remember him in the 80s?
No.
He was a guy that tortured American POWs in Southeast Asia. He was invited to come to the United States. He was given a welcome mat. These butchers from Red China, these butchers from Palestine, these butchers from all of the world, African dictators and so forth, the Mandelas with the necklaces and so forth, invited here and given the royal treatment. And then they have the gall to talk about Ahmadinejad. And they do it with a straight face.
Well,
that is the most amusing thing.
Well, the most amusing thing when you talk about communist China, they had their military officers funnel money to the Clinton administration. And they were out there renting rooms.
We called and Poppy it, Bush, too, yes.
Right. And we called it Motel 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they ran the White House. And this, you know, here we go again. Mm-hmm. But there's these people, Lieberman, he's got a dual citizenship. He's so outraged. Make up your mind, Lieberman.
Yeah, he talks about blood on his hand.
Right. And this is a man who ran for vice president of the United States with a dual citizenship. It's just unbelievable. The point is, I blame the American people. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they allow this to happen. Why? Because they need to call their senators tomorrow morning. I will defend the sovereignty of this country and my constitutional rights with no apologies.
That's right.
With no apologies.
That's right.
And that's the hate crime bill is a total conflict with our freedom of speech, and it should be addressed as such, and you should express your dissatisfaction to your senator. So, folks, the phone number was given to you. It is up to you. Do not depend on political leaders to do your work. It is up to you and your responsibility. So don't pass off the buck to Ron Paul or anybody else. It is your responsibility to do something about it right now. And the phone number, and if I could repeat it, is 877-851-6437. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is critical. You call tomorrow, 877-851-6437, and let your voice be heard.
And absolutely, and when you call, don't be as angry as we get here on the program and just start ranting and raving and yelling and screaming. That'll do no good. Be firm, but be polite.
Absolutely.
But the important thing is to make the point that we will not forget them on Election Day. And it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. You're right, Leslie.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And be a good reflection on our cause, folks.
Absolutely.
Because we need you right now, and do your best.
Amen, Leslie. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you, Rick.
Thank you. We need more Leslies out there. We need more people, more women to get involved. We need more people who are a pistol-packing mamas, so to speak, you know? Let your mouth be your pistol. Fire away. Shout from the rooftops. Shout it out. Preach it from the tops of the roofs, from the mountain. Go up to the mountain, and you're not going to see Muhammad, but you will see Jesus there. And Jesus will tell you to watch out, because in that day, you don't want to be on the wrong side of judgment. Isn't that right, Joe, from the Church of Philadelphia?
That's
Hello,
correct,
Joe.
Rick. How are you, bud?
Okay. I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to check all my pills. My gospel is the most important one. Make sure I take my meds with me, my vitamins, my minerals, my Cartavite, my CoQ10, everything, because I'm off on that journey to Jerusalem, I think.
Yes.
I'm off on that journey.
The smaller troublemakers are going to be delivered up locally, but the bigger troublemakers are going to go right to Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the two witnesses will be leading the pack.
They will be at the very end of Israel's existence. They will be at the very end of this, if you will, this Babylonian captivity.
I wonder who those two witnesses are, Rick. I have no real idea.
I get a hunch, but I don't want to say. But we'll find out soon enough. And I know one thing. All you know what is going to break loose when those two people, God's very favorite sons, his elect, are murdered in the streets of Jerusalem.
Wow, that's a big mistake.
Oof. Ouch.
That's a big no-no.
You talk about a Holocaust. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Can we do three verses?
You certainly shall.
Revelation 18:3. And all nations, that's A-L-L, all nations, have drunk of the wine of the wrath of your fornication. And the kings, these are the kings of all these nations, of the earth, have committed fornication with her. All right, I'm going to go up to Revelation 17:12 and talk about 10 kings. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as of yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. This would be the one world system. And let's see, let's go over to... Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 20. I'm going to see another 10 kings here. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will also go also. 22. Yea, many people and strong nations. Many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in where? Jerusalem. And to pray before the Lord. You know, when Jesus, the true Jesus returns, we're not in flesh bodies. These people are making a big mistake here. 23. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men, as your 10 kings of Revelation, shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, that's all the nations of the world, even shall take hold of the spirit of him who is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And they don't even know the Kenite that has slipped in, the little Kenite that has slipped in.
Yes, and, that's right. People are unawares.
They don't even know who a Kenite is. I've talked to some of the biggest preachers around, and I just ask them who the Kenites are, and I just bend my ear and wait for the answer. And I know just exactly where they're coming from by how they answer the question.
But you know, isn't it interesting, Joe? They wouldn't be able to tell you who the Kenites are, but they can sure show how they worship them.
Well, this is what it's all about today, Rick.
Well, you know, just before the break here, you see what I was just saying a few minutes ago? If people can be made to believe through intimidation and fear of being made into a pariah, any lie that is in vogue and that is enforced universally, whether it be this the way the so-called, quote, Holocaust, unquote, has been totally misrepresented to the world, whether it be the global warming phenomenon, whether it be evolutionism, whether it be any of these things, if they can be made to believe any of those, they will believe that the man of sin who's coming just before the second coming of Christ, they will be made to believe that he is Messiah, won't they?
That's exactly right.
You see, the deception has to be that powerful, Joe, that great, that they will fall for it hook, line, and sinker.
And, you know, this all happened before in the First World Age, Rick.
The age that was before this flesh age, yes.
It all happened before.
It's a replay, isn't it, huh?
You know, three strikes and you're out in the old ball game.
Yes.
This is strike two. You got one more strike after this.
Wait until that millennium starts. Oh, my.
Gonna yeah, we'll see who the drill sergeants are then.
Going to be a lot
we'll
of national
chiefs. Who the drill sergeants are then.
Yes. We'll see who the
two more verses and I'm out of here, Rick.
Okay, go ahead.
Mark chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. And as he went out of the temple, one of the disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. It's in Jerusalem, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon mm-hmm. another. It shall not be thrown down.
That's right.
You know, Rick, the Wailing Wall is the wall of the old temple. Huge blocks of stone. And they're still standing, Rick.
Yeah.
Yes.
They haven't come down yet.
Titus, Roman general,
that's
he
right.
was not the one.
Hang on, Joe, for just another minute or two.
Go ahead.
I'll let you complete the verses. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. With more Uncensored Radio, Free America, only here at republicbroadcasting.org. Support the network with your prayers and your donations. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
We're back, and Joe from the Church of Philadelphia is going to complete the two verses of the scriptures again. Joe, go right ahead, and you may finish them.
Okay. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? It's referring to these great buildings in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You know, the west wall of the old heavens temple is still standing. Nehemiah is side by side, those two walls. And that's known today as the Wailing Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Old Testament, in Nehemiah's time, who built the wall around the temple that actually adjoined the temple, that was the part of the temple of the Tower of Ophel.
Mm-hmm.
And Ophel was the water gate.
Yes.
And, you know, you ever hear of the Watergate Hotel?
Yes. I've even heard of the Watergate scandal.
Did you hear of Whitewater?
Yes.
And did you ever hear of Blackwater?
Yes, I've heard of Blackwater, too.
All right. The water is the water. You know what I mean? Jesus said, I am the living water.
I even heard of Goldwater. Yes.
Okay. Always a true a negative for a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, this is where the Nethinims resided, in the Tower of Ophel. Because
mm-hmm.
Nehemiah brought us all the way around that wall to this gate, to that gate, to this gate, to that gate. And he stopped at that gate in particular, the Tower of Ophel, the water gate,
mm-hmm.
and pointed out who was there. And they weren't doing their share of the work building.
That's right.
And they were the Nethinims and the Kenites.
Yes. That's right, Joe.
They resided there.
Okay.
So Jesus made it a point that not one stone, and these are huge blocks of stone.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen with Titus, that little Tenorian general. That city's going to be turned to powder.
Amen.
Because that is his city, and he deals with his city.
And the wicked shall not rule it. That's right.
And what's really going to tip the scales is when they touch his two favorite sons in that city.
Mm-hmm.
Or daughters. They might be two women.
Getting ready.
Gender included in this. So.
All right, Joe. Bless you. Thank you for the call.
Thanks for being there.
You bet. I just should draw your attention to the columns newswithviews.com, those of you with access to the Internet. A column by Jim Schweichow, None Are So Blind as Those Who Will Not See. Excellent column, and of course, the column by D.V. Kidd today as well. Congress and State Legislatures in 08, Greatest Challenge for We the People. Go to newswithviews.com. Tomorrow night, Lindsay Williams is coming back to the show after a long hiatus. Be there, ladies and gentlemen. Please jump on board. A lot of questions I have. He's got a lot more to say about Cancun and where he just met in that conference as well. Okay, we will be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. Spread the word, RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll see you then, Lord willing. Rick Adams, good night.